Kelman on cliffcentral.com.
Sure is. And this year is Blogger Diaries. Once a week, we huddle up and speak to bloggers and find out how we can make money from blogging and be a blogger and look great on Instagram and live our best lives and all of that stuff. And of course, we've got two pros when it comes to this whole blogging thing. The very, very cool Mary Lou. How are you?
Hello.
Power, fresh from voting yesterday. Causing controversy on the Snapchat streets. Tell everyone what happened.
People are just not chilled. Like, they have zero chill about this whole voting thing. I'm all for voting.
Catch feelings, eh?
Yeah, I feel like voting is, at the end of the day, it's a right and it's not an obligation. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say that voting is an obligation. But that said, I was planning on voting. It's just the first time around when I did go to the voting station, it was like overly packed. So I was just making a joke on Snapchat about how, like, there's no way I'm going to stand in the queue in the sun for like 2 hours. And then people gave me so much slack about it. Like, they were like, oh, but, you know, I hope you go back to vote and do the right thing. And like all this stuff. I'm like, just relax. I'm going to go back.
Yeah, you got a lot of backlash over that. But yeah, you went and voted. Let me see your nail. Let me double check and affirm to the people that you did it. Yes, there you go. It's been done. It happened. Wada Hartley, fresh from her daytime gig over at ENCA, where I'm sure everyone's just running around in a panic.
Yeah, I don't even know why I went to work, because there was no point, because I didn't go on air, because who cares about sport?
I love how she said that. There's no point me going to
like,
work.
Like, right now, I mean, and the sad thing is we actually had an amazing bulletin, because while the whole country is looking at election results, there's actually a little thing, I don't know, one of the biggest sporting events about to kick off called the Olympics. So there is tons of sport news, lots of exciting things. There's a lot of extra sports that's been added to the Olympics for next year. Baseball, surfing, what's the other one? Karate. Huh. So that's cool for 2020. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about blogs. And yeah. So good. I had time to work on my blog.
While you were at work.
While I was at work. Nobody's listening. I'm talking on my blog.
Listen, speaking of your blog, you launched an amazing campaign. Just tell us more a little quick.
Yes, I'm very excited about this campaign. Mary's part of it as well.
Oh, don't tell people now.
So basically, it was my special FabuFit Women's Month campaign, because as we know, the 9th of August is Women's Day. And I didn't want to make it too political, but take the overarching message about that day being that women together have the strength to change things. You know, if we stand together and we celebrate each other's, you know, talents and strengths and successes, rather than, you know, knock each other down and berate each other.
Yes.
We can do a lot of amazing things. And I took 6 women that are in my life from different spheres of my life. They're completely different. And I'm basically featuring them every week for the next month. There's going to be 2 women. Actually, funny enough, Mary, you up next. We're doing it alphabetically. So Monday, Mary Lou's feature will go up. And it's just featuring these women. And the theme of it is, this is my fitness journey. So all these women, some of them are moms, some of them are older women in their 40s. Some of them are young, 20-something, 30-somethings, highly successful career, busy women, but that still make the time to prioritize health and fitness and make it part of their life. And it's to show other women also that it's very possible. You can be a mom, you can be a wife, you can be a single person, you can be a stay-at-home mom, or you can be anything, but if you really committed and if you really want to live a healthier life, you can do it. And so far, it's gotten a lot of positive feedback, and I'm so excited about it. It's the most exciting thing we've done with FabuFit before.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And watching it roll out as well has been fantastic, and it's really great stuff.
Thanks.
All right, so FabuFit is, of course, focused on living your best healthy, fit, beautiful life and all of that stuff. And there's a truckload of people that are very passionate about getting you to live your healthiest life and your best life and all of that. And of course, a lot of these people sit in Cape Town, because where else would they sit? I mean,
exactly.
That place, it's a lifestyle thing. Very often when I go to Cape Town, I think, oh, great. Yeah, run on that promenade. Yeah, live your best life.
It's a conspiracy, because what people also don't know is I'm Cape Townian as well. So yes, all the health bloggers are Cape Townian.
Of course you are. Let's all go to that juice bar that opened up down the road and snap pictures for Instagram. But it is very, very important. And we've got 2 bloggers that are doing amazing work with their blog Wellness in the City. It's an aspirational health, fitness and beauty blog. We're going to go live to Nicole Lupton and Marissa Logan. Anything that we should know about these two before we broach this little chit chat here?
I found them just before I was going to start my blog, because I wanted to see like what other people were doing in South Africa, specifically around health and fitness. And I just was struck by the playful, whimsical way in which they put their blog together and their pictures and stuff. And it's like a tag team blog. So it's two girls doing it. And I just think it's great. And they both healthy living girls, but they have totally different body types, which I think is great because it shows, you know, different sides. And I like diversity. I'm always about that. And yeah, I like what they do. They're cool. I like their pictures. I like their treatment of stuff. I try not to check it too much because I don't want to be influenced too much by their content. And I'm sure they'll understand that. But the little bit I do see, I love their work. I've met them once before. They're great. I love their energy on their social media energy.
Fantastic. Well, let's say hello to Marisa Logan and Nicole Lupton. How's it going, ladies?
Hi.
Oh, did you hear all of that, guys?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, guys. So tell us a bit more about Wellness in the City. I mean, I think I just told them briefly my interactions with your blog and following your Instagram and looking at the way you guys do your pictures and stuff. And I just love the treatment of everything that you guys do. It's very whimsical, very playful, and I love that. So
thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, definitely. We try and keep it as authentic as possible, as real as we can. And we are complete dorks, so we want that to come across. yeah, so I mean, it's just, it was something that we kind of always thought of doing. We train a lot together. So when we did kind of come up with the concept, we were getting a lot of, like, our friends and family were contacting us and saying, oh, can we come join you and, like, train with you, and, you know, asking us for tips and things like that. So it almost came organically to us. And yeah, and we actually started to realize that there were quite a lot of people that were a little lost, needed some motivation, direction. So yeah, that's why we started the blog and created this platform. So yeah, just to give information, to motivate people to live a healthier lifestyle, but also to just not be extremists, just to have fun with it.
Yeah. So why did you decide to partner up with one another specifically? Is it just because you trained together, or, you know, was it a conscious decision? Did one of you think, oh, maybe I should start this blog and ask my fitness buddy or my workout buddy to join me?
That's pretty much how it started. So because we're very close friends and we've always worked out together, from my side, I've always just found the gym really intimidating and not knowing what to do. So with Nick's by my side, we felt like we could do a lot more. We were a lot more motivated. And as you mentioned earlier, we knew that it would be quite nice for readers to be able to appeal to two different, not only body types, but personalities. And we knew that together we'd be a stronger team with our different backgrounds, and so yeah, we decided to combine it so that we have more creative inputs and support.
Yeah, so we got different strengths. Like, Marisa is amazing with the business side, and I love the more creative side, so, you know, creating content, you know, and images and things like that. So, and it also alleviates some of the pressure. We can do these interviews like we do now and laugh and giggle.
I must admit I do often miss that, not having a partner and having everything on me. So definitely, I have to look good in the gym outfits. I have to do the exercises. I think I need to get a partner too, guys. I think you're onto something.
So how long have you guys been blogging for? And what are some of the obstacles that you guys have come across when you guys started at first?
Well, we've been doing this since last year, March. So it hasn't really been that long. But yeah, we've just found, like, some of the obstacles, the negative reputation, you know, that bloggers have scared us off a bit. Kind of like, I think also everyone thinks that they can be a blogger and they don't realize, you know, how much effort and time goes into it.
Yeah.
You know, you're constantly creating, you know, clever, unique content. You've got to be a photographer, a videographer. You've got to be a social media guru. You've got to do everything, you know, like, there's a lot that goes into it. I don't think people realize.
And Nicole, you're the one that's in marketing, right?
No, Marisa
in marketing. Friend
of, yeah, Marisa. She
Marisa's
a PR company, Bud and I. And yeah, they've pretty much put us on the map. They have done a lot of work for us. So amazing.
So that kind of helped you, like, get in contact with brands and maybe go to activations and all that stuff.
Yes, I think again, with our combined sort of experience in PR marketing and the production industry, it's really helped us understand how we can produce good quality content that appeals to our target market. And also just it's given us experience to really understand what brands want in return.
Is your blog specifically directed at Cape Townians, or who are your target audience, or who are the people that are actually ending up reading your stuff mostly?
So we do, according to the stats, it's all over South Africa. Obviously, with us being based in Cape Town and with this being a passion project and us not, unfortunately, not having all the time to do as many reviews as we want to do, a lot of things are based over here that we review. But a lot of our readers are also, we've gotten quite a few requests in Joburg and Durban and other regions that want us to blog more about what's happening in their areas. So that's definitely something that is in the pipeline. And in terms of target market, it's also quite broad from sort of the age 25 and up. And I think as we're starting to evolve and get a bit older and sort of friends around us are having kids, a lot of our content is starting to be tailor-made to suit them as well.
So with your blog is like not that old. I mean, you've been around for what, a year now, or a little bit over a year. When did you start, or when did you think, okay, right, I think we've got enough, we've reached the point now where we can start monetizing our blog? Are you monetizing your blog, and when did you make that decision? Because we ask this every single week to every single blogger we have on here and vlogger, because, you know, everyone has a different answer and a different opinion on this, because some of them are newbies, some of them have a seasoned bloggers, and they all vary in their opinion. So on this topic, which is obviously a very contentious one and one that everybody coming into the industry and that's in the industry, you know, wants to know and asks, is are you monetizing your blog, and how did you work that out having your blog be so young?
Yeah, it is a tough one. We actually only now started monetizing the blog, but yeah, you also have to remember that this is not our primary job. You know, we do have other, you know, jobs that are bringing in some money, which is great. So it is hard. You know, you got to try. We do try our best to stay authentic as possible. You know, stay true to our brand and stay real. And so only now have we started to do that, to monetize it. But before, I mean, it is a passion project, and we, like, first and foremost. So that's what we got to focus on, you know, and staying authentic and true to ourselves most of all. Anything else?
Yeah, no, nothing much to add. But like Nicole said, we have started. So initially, it was all about staying true to why we started and what we wanted from the brand. But also realistically, going forward, there's just so much potential and so much that we want to do. And a lot of readers have gotten back to us with questions and sort of that have sparked. Sparked ideas for us to do more, and in order to do that, we do want to sort of see how we can run it more as a business. But yes, it's all a work in progress.
Yeah.
So I'm actually looking through you guys, your Instagram, and I think your photos are obviously amazing. So now since there's the two of you, how do you guys manage your Instagram account? Do you guys take turns logging in? Do you guys plan? Do you guys sit down together? Do you guys plan your posts going forward for the next week? Or how does it really work?
Well, we try to do a bit of both. We try and plan it and we just wing it. obviously, like, Marisa's got a full-time job. She's working all the time. So I usually take over that side, the social media side. So I do like most of the images, but when there is just Marisa and I in the picture, we've got to rope in someone, or the tripod works really well. So we both kind of, we do, when I don't have time or I'm away or do something like that, Marisa takes over, which is great. So yeah, we partner up and We try plan as much as we can, but sometimes it doesn't work like that.
So you guys don't have Instagram husbands?
Yes, we do. We wrote them in, and they're probably listening right now, and they hate us so much.
Because it's actually quite an embarrassing thing for them to do. Like, you know what I mean?
Know when this is going to be a monetized project.
Yeah.
So what would be your advice to new bloggers or people thinking of starting blogs? Because I actually, funny enough, spoke to somebody just yesterday who said, you know, I really want to start a blog. I don't know what to do. And, you know, the advice that I've gotten throughout all the people we've spoken to on the show, they say just start. So that's the one thing we've heard, the most common thing. But what would be your advice for new people, newbie bloggers and would-be bloggers?
I think that, it's a tough one, because when we started, we at least had each other to kind of brainstorm and stuff, which is great. I think there's so much competition out there, but at the same time, there's so much content and great bloggers out there. You know, we took a lot of inspiration from, you know, a lot of the Australian bloggers and in the States and the UK, and we like learned a lot from them. And I think that's also a good thing to do, is just, you know, see what everyone else is doing, and not necessarily copy it, but better it. And also, you've got to be prepared to work hard and get creative and, you know, think outside of the box, put in a hell of a lot of energy, be original with your content, because content is key, and take flippin' amazing pictures, because people love that. They want beautiful images, and yeah, and just find a niche.
So what would be your next step going forward? Like, what do you see yourself doing in the next 5 to 10 years with your blog? Like, do you plan on maybe doing classes, workshops, come up with a BBG like what Kayla Isness has done? Like, what are your next steps forward?
Yeah, like I said, I think there is so much potential, and there's so much that we can do. And at this stage, we don't want to plan too far ahead, but we have sort of brainstormed ideas as to how we can build out a community around wellness in the city, and not only have it predominantly Cape Town based, but we've got friends and people and family who are really interested in getting involved and who are based all over the world. And I think that's one thing that we want to aim to do, is to really broaden our content so it's more global, and to also we've thought about the whole idea of hosting sort of classes and reaching out to more of our sort of readers and getting them involved. I think what we'll always keep key is that we're never going to be the experts in those fields. And that's why we started the blog, was to work with the experts and to work with the guys who've got the knowledge and done gone through the studies, and we just want to be the platform, and we want to bring the people together. So we won't start our own BBG, but we'll get Kyla, and we'll get
you'll try them out, you'll review them.
Exactly. So I think that was very key for us, is we don't ever want to come across, like Nicole said, as extreme into one specific field or one specific sport. We really want to try them all out and get the experts involved, so that we can learn more, our readers can learn more, and we sort of create a community around that.
Tell me just one last question from me, and I suppose that's an obvious one. Is the name of your blog, Wellness in the City, based on Sex in the City? I was just wondering. That was the first thing I thought the very first time I read the name of your blog, I was like, oh, it's probably based on Sex in the City. They're two girls, you know, in the city.
That's also a fitness element to that. But, but no, that's not where it originated from.
Listen, it's been very cool having the two of you on. What you do online is very impressive. I must say, I've been looking at it now and checking out the blog, and it's beautifully curated. It's fantastic. Do you want to just leave us, Nicole and Marisa, with one final sentence, your final message to the people of the blogging world?
Sure. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a very tough one. It's hard for me not to talk a lot, so... From my side, I think it would just be, if there is anyone wanting to start a blog and you wanting to take it seriously and it to be and to for it to be a business, you really, really have to do your research. And like Nicole said, it's not as easy as just starting it. You need to have a niche and you need to really work hard and be professional at doing it.
Fantastic.
Yes, I agree. Thank you so much, guys.
Such a pleasure. Yes, the blog is called wellnessinthecity.co.za. Thank you very much for hanging out, you two. Now, go run on the promenade or whatever it is the Capetonians do.
Yeah, hop so us for jealous. An afternoon.
At leisure gear. We'll be all.
Very, very cool there hanging out with you two. Thanks so much.
Cool. Yay, thanks, guys.
Bye.
There you go. These bloggers are killing it. Every week I just sit in awe.
Yeah, look, I really like the bloggers we had on this week. You know, they're doing something that's close to my heart. And like I was telling Mary, I don't see anybody in the industry that's doing the similar thing to me as competition. I think it's great. I think the more the merrier. And because blogs are so authentically, well, when they're done authentically and they're done through honestly with your personality stamp on it, it can never be a copy of anyone else, because everyone will have something else that they offer. I mean, there's how many places that sell burgers, but we don't, you know, you have your preference as to where you like to buy a burger from.
Yeah, but you wouldn't mind eating from all of them.
Exactly. That's the thing, you know. So I think the more the merrier. I think with the current status, and I just met with some, I just did an interview for my blog before I got here with some dietitians, and I got a shocking stat from them that, you know, we have as bad obesity stats as the U.S., our really? People are just as fat. And I said to them, there's no way that's true. We don't have portion sizes like them. He's like, she was like, it doesn't matter. The reality is our people are just as fat. So for me, the whole reason I'm doing this is to help educate people to live a healthier life. So if there's more people doing it, great. Because then we'll reach more people, hopefully, and more people will embrace a healthier life. So I think it's about starting a movement. Starting a band.
Let's start with Ari, since he's the one that's going to be munching two chocolates.
Yeah, you're an enabler, though, because you bought them.
What? That was you, Mary Lou? Oh, wow. Thank you. That's like the best thing. So I've been moaning the whole day that I don't have any chocolate. And then Kat said to me, don't go to the garage to get, because you're going to get. And I was like, oh, Kat, you promised me this nonsense before. So off I went to the garage to go get a chocolate, because I literally have an addiction. I have a sugar addiction. And I arrived back, and there were two chocolates waiting for me. I didn't know that was you, Mary Lou. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
So cute.
I'm not encouraging this by any
means. No, this is honestly, it's like the best thing that's happened to me the whole year, that I got free chocolate like that.
Kat's
going to
eat them, though.
I'm going to buy chocolates every week. Shame. I feel sorry for you now. Maybe you should come to gym with me. You'll feel good.
What did you just say, Kat? You just swore at me. What did you say?
I did not.
No, she did. You know what she just said? I organized the effing chocolates, you.
I said I organized the fucking chocolate, bitch.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Where's my credit? I said, Mary, please, will you stop at the garage and get Ari some chocolate? He's nagging me. And she did.
Okay, well, I don't care who gave it to me. I'm just glad to have it. That's fantastic. I'm going to chow that down in the next few minutes. Power Edition. Yes, what's
and
up?
And on that note, www.fabufit.co.za for your health and fitness news.
Yeah, I need to be to watching your website more.
And check out Mary's feature on Monday.
Yes.
Yes.
It's going to be very, very cool. Okay.
Wait, one more thing.
Yes.
I did a written post for the very first time
this year. You did? I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. So, you know, I went away to Shepherd's Tree in Pilansburg in Feb for Valentine's weekend. And I found all these amazing photos that we took over the weekend. I never actually posted them. So that's why I decided to write a little, like a post, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
Some photos that we took over that weekend.
Is this lovemarylou.com?
Yes, that's actually a written post.
Fantastic.
As opposed to a video. Yeah.
Traditional.
Yeah, well, writing. Who does that anymore? But I'm glad you did it. All right. Leave me, both of you, with one final word to the people, and then we'll wrap this up.
Don't forget to check out fabufit.co.za. There's amazing, inspiring stories from six phenomenal women coming up this month. Check it out. It'll change your life, man. Change your life.
Fantastic. Mary?
Yeah, you have to do that because I'm one of them. One last thing. I just want to say, guys who want to start blogs and stuff, like, really, you don't quit your job. and start a blog.
Yeah.
Start your blog while you have a job. Yes. So you still can pay for the bills and you don't act like a blegger, okay?
Blegger. Just dropping terminology like it's hotcha. Okay, that there is this week's edition of Blogger Diaries. Mary and, of course, Warda, thank you so much. And a special shout out to Nicole and Marisa there live from Cape Town.
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now.
Be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane.
Love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Hashtag start your great. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.